It's hard to believe that this is really it. Just over 3 minutes, and three men will actually go to the moon. I know we've talked about it for so long, and I guess millions of words have been written about this day, but it's still almost impossible to believe that right out there in front of me, there are three men strapped into their seats at the top of that huge rocket. And I mean, it's a really huge rocket, and it'll send them where man has never been before. It's now 3 minutes and 25 seconds before blastoff. The astronauts went on board at 9 o'clock your time, and they spent their final 2.5 hours checking out all the systems. I saw them leave their quarters and head for the launch pad a while ago, and frankly, except for their Buck Rogers outfits, you'd never have known that these brave men were actually going to the moon. If you had a look at the crowd, though, you could have seen what a serious business it was. The astronauts themselves were waving and giving the thumbs up sign, and they were smiling, but some people revealed the true emotion that shadows this whole shot. They were crying. And I'll have to admit that when the door to the van closed behind those men and they drove off for the last time before they come back, a shiver went down my spine too. I've been here since around midnight. We had to come out that early because it was the traffic is so bad that you couldn't have got out here otherwise, and we're scared we'd miss the whole shot. There are more than a million people watching the shot, according to the Department of Defense. But the tempo's really picked up in the last hour or so. It gets you right in the pit of the stomach now. It really does. You can feel it. The people now are lining up. Even journalists have seen a heck of a lot of big stories. Nothing can beat this one. And I doubt that there's a person who could be cynical enough to say that it's just another rocket. It really is the big one. I'm sitting here under the open sun in a sort of a press stand, which is 3 miles across the water from the rocket. And the sun's really beating down on us. I guess it's close to 100 degrees now. In fact, it's so hot I can hardly hold the telephone receiver. And you've got 3,500 very sweaty journalists down here at the moment, I can tell you. It's 1 minute and 1 second. We're going into the final countdown on man's flight to the moon. And it's just absolutely incredible here. The rocket is just raring to go. It's 50 seconds now until man takes off on this flight. And frankly, I just can hardly describe to you the excitement and the tension and the feeling of goose pimples that, well, this time we're really going, and it starts a whole new phase of man's life. It's down to 31 seconds, 30 seconds. We've got so little time now before we finally take off. It'll lift off very slowly at first. Ignition will come at 8 seconds probably, and there are these big sort of brake things which will hold it down until we get to zero, and then it will take off very slowly, so slowly you think it's going to fall over. Now 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, we have the ignition sequence, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, zero, and the flames, you can see them now, and she's ready to go. It's starting to move, and if you can hear the noise, you can probably hardly hear me, but there she goes, and it's pulling away from the crowd. They're yelling, go, 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 you beaut, and now you'll hear the rumble. The stand that I'm sitting in is shaking, the lights in the stand are shaking, and there it goes. It's incredible, this huge white flame. There's smoke all around the thing. I'll just let you listen for a second to the noise. The people are on their feet and are saying, go, you beauty, go, and here it comes now, this roar. And we can still see it. It's gone into a very small patch of cloud. It's going to become clear again now. Where do we go? It's firing on. It's an absolute beauty. You can still hear that sound. I know that as long as I live, I am never going to see anything quite like this one. The Americans have really done it, I have to tell you that. The smoke's clearing a bit from around the old gantry where she went from. But everything's fine, she's peering off now, and it's really on the move.